Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It might have been, I can't remember. 0344, if you, I can't remember. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. You can phone in about anything you want. You're probably free to call in. At most, it will cost you pennies. You'll speak to Amy tonight. She shouldn't take your name and number. There's a story I want to read here, but this is a tricky one. So wish me luck.
Well, why don't you read it with the German pronunciation
okay.
of the surname?
Jubilant Tuna Kunt.
Kunt.
Kunt. Can I get away with that?
Kunt.
Her name is spelt Tuna, T-U-N-A, and her surname is spelt K-U-N-T. There's no umlaut.
Put one in, for heaven's sake.
Tuna Kunt. Oh, my God. But do you know what it strikes me as odder? Her first name is Tuna.
Yeah. Maybe it means something nice in her native language.
Well, what does... Stay there, Rick, because we're going to come to you in a second.
Once we've been sacked.
Jubilant Tuna Kunt, K-U-N-T, has been elected president of her students' union and says her unusual name was a real vote winner. The law student romped to victory, winning 1,409 votes to closest rival Nazia Bardi's 901. And while her pledges to work towards equality, diversity, inclusion impressed some, many backed her after being tickled by her name. Her name, I have to say, is Tuna Kunt.
Tuna is a Turkish name, unisex. It can be a name and a surname, and it means Danube in Turkish. Let's see what the other one means.
Because, please be so
it's
careful.
It's a Turkish surname, means strong or durable in ancient Turkish.
Of course it does. Of course, Kunst, so close. That is German for art, isn't it?
Kunst.
Okay, Kunst. Okay, thank you. She said in her victory speech, "Thank you so much for taking part in our democratic process. I'm very happy to be part of this organisation. It's been an amazing experience for me." She tweeted earlier, "Follow me while I try to maintain my cool, stroke elegance, stroke humour while replying to Tuna Kunt jokes. Thank you for laughing at my name. It's been an amazing icebreaker and conversation starter." Fellow students were delighted by Tuna's win. One said, "Our new president is called Tuna Kunt. All hail our new leader." Another said, "It's her name, and she's not going to change it because a bunch of adolescents will giggle when they hear it. I'm guessing her name got her noticed, and that can only mean more votes. All hail Tuna Kunt." To pause then. To pause. It's a great name.
I wonder if she had, like, posters up and stuff.
Yeah, vote Kunt.
When I was head girl, we had to be elected, right? And we had to do, like, run an election.
Head girl. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, dear listener. We speak of bum licks. Ladies and gentlemen, give you Catherine Boyle, but an actual head girl.
The guy who was head boy ran a very successful campaign based on the horror of our teachers because it was he just kept putting posters all over the school saying, "Give Ben head." The teachers thought it was disgusting. Kids thought it was great.
Yeah, of course they would. Let's go to Rico. Good evening, Rico.
Mate.
I'm all right, thank you, Rico. What have you got for us?
Well, I agree with you what you think about, you know, Michael Jackson and everything, you know, bit of a kiddie fiddler and that. And
okay, well done.
I saw Paris Jackson, and, you know, she's got a Baphomet necklace.
She's got a what?
Baphomet necklace.
Right, are we heading to a really bad taste joke?
No, 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 it's because she's on the dark side.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, because, you know, they say about all these elites and that, you know, they're sort of the god they worship slightly different than that.
No, I don't know about this, Rico. Educate me in the ways of being an idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot, honestly. I looked into this stuff.
Okay, right.
My wife got ill. I've been researching this for 10 years.
Okay, so what have you found out about the necklace that Michael Jackson's daughter is wearing?
Well, she's wearing a Baphomet necklace.
A bassinet necklace.
Baphomet.
B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T.
Right, so tell me what that means, then.
But it's Satan. It's like the goat. It's the goat of Mendes, they call it. And basically, if you want to sort of be successful, mega successful, like, you know, like billionaire sort of stuff,
yeah,
you've got to be on them. Got to be on their team.
Okay, right. And how come more people don't know about this?
Well, I think they're waking up.
Oh, go on, tell me more.
Well, you know, because I think, you know, because it'll. How deep can I go here?
You can go as deep as you want, Rico.
Well, it all started with 911, you know?
Yeah, go on.
You know, World Trade Center falling down.
I remember
down.
It, yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't, yeah.
You know, no one talks about that. It only had a fire on the top level and yet it decided to demolish itself.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, it, well also, a massive great plane smacked into it.
Well, no. They were holograms. They're holographic. No one actually saw the planes. The only people that saw the planes hit into the buildings were, you know, stooges.
Actors.
Yeah, actors. Because anyone that was actually there heard the explosions, but they didn't see any planes.
Okay, wow. This is now, I've heard some far-out 9/11 theories, but the planes being holograms, wowzers. That was pretty cool. Because that was 2001. That was pretty amazing technology. If you look back at Jurassic Park that was around about the same time, you can tell those dinosaurs aren't real.
Well, I know that, but you see, I'm telling you, they've got technology way ahead of what we know about.
Of course they have. Is it alien? Is it alien technology? Or?
Well, I tell you, there's another bloke called Dmitry Kozlov,
Yes, mate.
And he reckons that in the 1970s, if you wanted to build a skyscraper in New York, they'd let you build it, but you had to tell them how you're going to demolish it when you're finished with it.
Okay.
And he reckons there's inbuilt nuclear detonations underneath each of the towers.
Jeez.
And that they were triggered, and that's why a lot of the firemen that were there that day have since died of cancers.
Oh, because I thought it was because of all the dust that they would have inhaled. The dust they would have inhaled from the buildings would have. That wasn't that. It was nuclear.
Yeah, because they don't tell you this, but the core inside kept burning for up to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a
lot. Hang on a minute. If a nuclear bomb.
Inbuilt, because back in the 70s, like, Russia used to use nuclear detonations for building big gas silos.
If two
like
nuclear
that.
Inbuilt bombs go off in New York, how come the blast radius was just the size of those buildings? Surely it would have spread for a couple of miles.
No, because they've got it all down now. You can get backpack nukes now.
Yeah, but, okay, right. That what, you know? Just go off, that doesn't spread any nuclear radiation?
Well, it spreads. Basically, it's only a small charge.
Okay.
That's why when it came down, if you notice, halfway as it came down, literally it turned to powder. It literally turned to nothing. And what they did, the Americans, to get rid of the debris, they shipped it off straight away to get rid of it because they knew people would start looking into it.
Yeah. Well, so how do you know all of this then?
Well, because I spent 10 years looking into this stuff.
Can I ask you a question? Did you spend 10 years looking into this stuff online?
Well, no, because what you do is you have to look, like, you know the term conspiracy theory? You know that?
My granddad came up with that term.
Well, he did.
That's a true story.
For the CIA.
My granddad came up with that term. He did actually work for the CIA.
Well,
that's a true story.
For the CIA. It's an actual term.
Yeah, I know. My granddad invented it.
Yeah, so you go on YouTube, right?
No. The question was, did you do the 10 years research looking at stuff online?
Well, some of it online, yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a big fat spliff in your hand while you were doing? Did you have a big fat spliff in your hand while you were doing it?
Well, I've always got a big spliff in my hand.
I suspected as much.
Yeah, I know, you see, but you've got to respect the herb, Ian, you see.
I don't have to respect the herb. I really don't.
I don't drink alcohol, you see.
I couldn't care less. You're a massive stoner that doesn't work,
no,
and you're looking. You and your wife are getting paranoid. You and your wife, shut up. You and your wife are looking at YouTube videos and reading up bullshit from idiots.
No, I'm not reading up bullshit. Look at the chemtrails. Come on. How many times do you wake up in the morning? It's blue skies, right? And then you see these jets go across. And in my day, they were called contrails. It was just water vaporising. And then they'd disappear.
Chemtrails kill Prince.
You mark my words. You go out there tomorrow.
Chemtrails kill Prince.
chemtrails, Prince said a lot of things.
Chemtrail, Prince was killed because he knew too much about the chemtrails.
Yeah, but you see, Prince is a bit dodgy because sometimes, you know, you can't be in that club unless you're in the club. And I think sometimes, like, he wants to say, you know, you can't have it both ways,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? You can't have it both ways, mate. You can't have it.
So they bumped him off.
Yeah, they did bump him. And Whitney Houston and her daughter too.
Did they bump Whitney off, did they?
Have
any famous people just died because of bad luck, or have they all been bumped off?
I'll tell you what, Ian, do you like Star Wars?
I've seen them. I'm not a massive
remember
fan.
Remember the last Star Wars? You know Star Wars when at the end Princess Leia gives Chewbacca the medals?
Yes.
Right, you go on there now. That doesn't exist anymore. She doesn't give Chewbacca a medal.
Well, I don't know if she did or not.
No. And C-3PO's got a silver leg.
Right.
He never had a silver leg in my day.
Okay, and
another, one more thing I want to
say. Hang on. What is
the Mandela effect?
Oh, God.
No, it's true, right? Listen to this. I've got a classic one for you. You know, in Forrest Gump.
But you've just given me examples of something I don't actually remember because I'm not a big fan of those films.
Okay, was it called Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
I don't really.
Sex and the City.
Yeah.
No, it was known as Sex in the City.
No, it wasn't.
It was, because if you listen to Jay-Z and Beyonce, like those awful cretins, you'll see that they said Sex in the City.
You just said Sex in the City.
See, no,
here's the thing.
Sex and the City.
It was Sex and the City.
No, it used to be Sex in the City.
No, it didn't. It never did. It used to be called Sex and
the City. There's two types of people. There's people, because I believe...
There's people who think it was called Sex
it.
And the City. There was people who think it was called Sex in the City, and there's people that never watched it because they were idiots.
I never watched it.
You're an idiot.
No, I can't stand watching
it. It's a great TV series. One of the best.
I don't watch telly, mate. I can't do it anymore.
No, you just watch crap homemade YouTube documentaries on YouTube.
You know that buildings don't do that.
No, I don't. You don't know. When did you get your degree in structural engineering? You didn't. You just watched a load of YouTube videos while sucking on a fat one.
What about architects for 911? All those architects that have got together.
No, you got me on that, yeah.
To say when they were built, they were built to withstand. That's an aluminium aeroplane.
Hang on. Well, Rico, stop there.
I'll tell you another thing.
No, Rico, stop. We'll have a conversation, dude. We'll have a conversation.
I'm going to tell you about a
You will tell me in a minute.
I've got something.
No, will you shut up and listen?
All right, but one more thing.
No, shut up and listen, you rude liar.
I'm not rude.
You are rude. You won't listen.
No, man, I'm safe, honestly.
Shut up, then.
I'm not rude.
Shut up, right?
I'm never rude.
So it was aluminium planes, yeah?
Well, you know, planes are light, aren't they?
Right, so it was... Okay, so it was light aluminium planes, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, that smashed into the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I thought it was holograms. Boom.
No.
Boom.
I'm saying if
you just said it was holograms.
No, this is the thing, though.
You just said it was holograms.
No, I believe it's holograms. Architects for 911 believe it's planes, right?
Right.
That's where I differ, because if you go really deep like me, they don't. I wouldn't even be able to...
Rico goes deeper than actual architects. Okay.
Do you want to blow your mind? Yeah, I'm going to give you something to blow your mind, mate.
Oh, listen, trust me, buddy.
For your listeners out there, yes. Put the Challenger disaster in, right?
Yeah.
And then go Challenger disaster crew. Still alive, and you'll find some of them have died from old age.
I think you're reading the IMDb entry for Capricorn 1, mate.
No, seriously, they're all working in universities. They're the same people. It's everything's bollocks. I tell you, everything
in the last 10 minutes has been bollocks. I'll give you that.
You know, 1984 says that in the future, right?
Yes.
Remember your history, because they're going to change it.
Okay.
That's the Mandela effect. It says as you walk past every house, how many people got these 54-inch tellies on their wall, like cinemas?
You read 1984.
I read 1984, yeah.
Have you? What, cover to cover?
Yeah, well, a long time ago, yeah, George Orwell, yeah.
Read it again, because
he was an insider as well.
Okay, here's the thing, man. I used to be such a stoner. I used to smoke so much skunk.
Yeah.
Every day, I'd wake up...
All that strong stuff that the government are scared of. Not like it in my day, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to smoke so much weed. And here's the thing. I would forget stuff. I would believe stuff.
I would
imagine stuff that hadn't happened and I thought it had happened.
I understand what you're saying about being a stoner, but honestly, you've got to just go into it. You've got to go for it and sift through the bullshit from the truth.
Well, I'm sifting through the bullshit right now, Rico. Thank you very much indeed for your call. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm so old, right? Because two really exciting things happened to me today. One, I got a new fridge freezer. I'm so old, and it's annoying because it's the same. I could have bought a PlayStation for that, but I got a new fridge freezer and I'm over the moon. Over the moon. It's nothing fancy. There's no water dispenser. The TV money is gone. There's no water. There's no ice maker.
It is a silver one, though.
It's a silver fridge freezer. I've got these really strong fridge magnets I got from Amazon, right? The listeners want tips. Got them, right.
This is a life hack.
Looking for fridge magnets, because I haven't got any in this place. There were some old ones that the lady left behind. But pictures would keep falling down, right? So I was looking for fridge magnets online. I was going to get some Beatles ones or something, whatever. And then I these tiny little tiny magnets, right? And one comment, this is what sold it to me. It got 4.5 stars. I'll get that in a minute, Amy. And one comment said, these magnets are tiny, but they're strong. They're so strong, you need a stronger magnet to get them off. I was like...
Yeah, but then how'd you get the stronger magnet
well,
off?
Well, there you go. And I got them, and they're tiny, right? They're incredible. So my fridge is now decorated. Big, heavy picture, one tiny little magnet. Wow. It is nuts.
You are living the dream.
So that is, and that's not even, hang on a minute, let me just take this call. Hello, line 3, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm on air.
Hello, have you fallen down a well or up your arse or something? I can't hear you very well.
Oh, God. The thing is,
we can't hear you. Could you come off speakerphone, please, sir?
No.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. So that was the first thing. We've got a new fridge freezer delivered. Thrilled. You know what the second thing is? Do you know what's waiting for me at home tonight? Clean sheets.
Oh.
Clean pillowcases. Clean duvet.
You got to put them on, though.
They're on.
Oh.
They're on, girl. They are on.
You really have thought of everything.
I am getting in tonight into a completely clean bed for the first time in 6 years. No. For the first time in a couple of weeks, maybe three weeks. I think 3 weeks I went without changing, which is the longest. It's the longest. But so I got that. By the way, if you want to see my clean sheets, about 2:30 when I get home on Periscope, I do a little late night chit chat club where I set the my camera phone up on a tripod by the bed. It's nothing mucky. It's nothing dirty. I've learnt my lesson. Trust me. And we just have a little chit-chat. So if you follow me on Periscope, I don't quite know how you do that. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee, I think. Or on Twitter. But 2:30, you see the cats being fed. You see Velvet eating her food. You then see the door being opened when Velvet is finished and Mucky and Lucky coming to lick her bowl. although Mucky probably will. And then we just have a little chit-chat. We talk about our day. We discuss things, how your day went, how my day went, what we could have done better, where we may be made. We kind of do what I believe is a little step 10. We look back at our day and we look at our part in it and what we could do. Do we need to make amends for anybody? And I think, Catherine, that's something you need to think about quite a lot, actually. And we just have a little chit-chat. That's all. So join me tonight about 2:30 in the morning. It's a very small elite club.
Of weirdos.
I'm going to give you that. Of weirdos. And we'll just have a little chit-chat. Try and do it every night, unless I've got to be up really early in the morning, for Ian Lee's Late Night Chit-Chat Club. Look forward to seeing you guys there. There's a new thing on Periscope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people can phone you.
Yeah, I know.
And join in the conversation. It's boring people that phone me, though, so I don't tend to answer.
Naturally.
What? Oh. No, don't say it. Don't nod.
You're
otherwise,
gonna read that.
Sorry?
You're going to read that.
The live read. Yeah, I am, actually, because this is exciting.
More exciting than that.
This! No, don't, because now it sounds like I'm taking the mic. Let me do this, please. Thank you very much. This is exciting. Talk Radio have teamed up with Imagine Cruising to give away a Singapore Grand Prix and Asia Cruise for two people. That's an actual, genuine, properly good prize. It's not one of the crap prizes we might give away on this show. This is a proper prize. Includes 3-day Bay Grandstand ticket to the Singapore Grand Prix, a 4-night hotel stay in Singapore, plus a 5-night full board cruise on board. I'm guessing that's Genting Dream. Simply visit talkradio.co.uk/competitions. Okay. So if you all go and look at this now, it will show a big peak in our figures and it will do us the world of good and we might get sponsorship for this show. So even if you don't want to enter, although I suggest you do because it's a great competition, go to where I'm saying now because it'll be really good for us. talkradio.co.uk/competitions and register your interest to take part in our Life in the Fast Lane quiz on air all this week during the Matthew Wright Show.
Okay.
Full terms and conditions can be found on the Talk Radio website, and that's all thanks to Imagine Cruising. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Eben. Good evening. Oh, Eben!
Eben!
Good evening, both.
How you doing, Ebs?
Yeah, all right, thank you. Pretty busy. That's why I'm...
Eben is a university student working hard to get his degree. Working so hard, doing homework, playing video games and getting stoned on smack. Oh, Eben, put down the drugs. Oh, Eben, put down the love. Oh, Eben, put down the controller. And please, little brother, won't you pick up a pen? I wrote that ages ago. I've been waiting for months for you to phone in, Eben.
I don't think they use pens anymore.
Okay. Well, I know, but it's kind
it's
of a metaphor.
Computers now.
I know, I'm a romantic, though.
Yes, mainly computers.
All right, all right.
Media degree.
All right, well, granddad. Do you know what? You can take that song and shove it up your ass. Shove that in your hard drive.
Oh, dear.
Put that in your HDMI port.
Oh, gosh.
Put that in your Thunderbolt.
All right.
And lightning. Very, very frightening me. Put that in your USB 3. Convert that to a WAV file. Then convert it to an MP4.
Gosh.
Then put it on your smartphone. Then stick it in your balls.
Oh. Hi, Eben.
Great to talk to you, mate. What have you got for us?
I'm just phoning in to say how I have been listening and it's been getting me to sleep and getting me through the night and everything.
Yeah.
And just phoning in to check in to say I'm still around.
We're glad. I'm glad. Ian, are you glad?
I've just reading this. 50 roles to go across BBC radio production. The BBC is asking for volunteers to take redundancy in its radio and music production and operations department to help cut 50 jobs. Well, I tell you what, come to me and I'll give you the 50 people that should go. Oh, I've kept a list. Oh, I've kept a list. One of them's called Sarah. Yes, Eben, that's great that you're still alive. Well done. Hang on a minute. How do we know this is Eben and not someone impersonating Eben?
I have to take my word for...
Yeah, just got to believe.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry, sir. I don't believe you're Eben. Tell her something only Eben would know.
Maybe I still work for Deliveroo.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm convinced. You've passed trial one. Next time you call us, you will have to take part in trial two. At the end of the trials, if I am convinced you are Eben, then you will be awarded an apology and my respect. There are 127 trials you will have to complete. You can take no more than one trial every week.
Yes.
And if at any point you do not take a trial for a period of 3 weeks, then I'm afraid the trials will begin from the beginning. Do you understand that, Eben?
Yes, I do understand.
While the trials are taking place, you will refer to me as Sir.
Okay, Sir.
Thank you. And you will refer to Catherine as Madame.
Okay, Madame.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I've actually got a documentary recommendation on Netflix for you.
For you?
For you to watch and
for you,
recommend.
For you?
Sir.
Oh, interesting, Eben. Please continue.
It's called Fyre Festival, and it's about the greatest...
Seen it.
Movie.
Seen it. It's a great film, isn't
it? It's really good.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's another film on Hulu. I don't even know what Hulu is, really. About the same festival, but it's got an interview with the guy that muffed it up.
Because I'm quite a newcomer to Netflix. I only got it last 2 weeks ago.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
It won't be in a week. You'll have completed it in a week, trust me. How's your dad doing? Is your dad all right?
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's finding it a bit odd, me being away.
I bet he is.
He hasn't been home yet at all this year.
Has he turned your bedroom into a jacuzzi room yet?
I'm too busy because I'm doing too much work.
Too busy doing too much work?
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. You've really got to focus on that, Eben. It's nice to talk to you, mate. I'm glad your dad's all right, but from now on you will... Well, just while the trials are on, just because it's an official... we're kind of in an official procedure process, and so we have to follow...
I mean, it might seem excessively harsh to some people,
but... It might do. But that's... Listen, I don't make the rules. Jeez, if I made the rules, it would be a whole lot easier and a lot simpler. It's just the way it is, I'm afraid. That's the way it goes. Here's some exciting news. So June the 25th, we got Johnny Eccles coming in. Right. Johnny Eccles is the lead guitarist from Love, right? Arthur Lee died, I think it was 10 years ago. It may have even been 12. I think it was 10. I think it was 10, actually. Arthur Lee, Love, Forever Changes, Da Capo, For Sale. What was the first album called? Was the first album just called Love? Love? Maybe it was just called Love and Da Capo. Anyway, brilliant. I'm a big fan of Arthur Lee. Johnny Eccles was the original guitarist. He's doing one more tour because he's old. And he's bringing over Baby Lemonade, who backed Arthur Lee for longer than any other band. They're a great band. They're doing a tour. Thoroughly recommend it. Anyway, they're coming in here. I don't know if it's live or pre-recorded because they're flying over a day early to come in and do an acoustic session for us, which I'm totally fanboying out. Honestly, I'm so excited. So it's going to sound amazing. And I cannot wait to just interview. I've interviewed Johnny before, but the other people in the band. And also, they've got a new single coming out, which I've heard. And it's great, man. Proper 60s Love vibe. You know, it's stunning. So that's something to look forward to. Let's go to line two. Hello, line two.
God. You again, really? I actually would like to speak to the producer.
Okay, I'll pass you over to the producer now. Catherine, this one's for you. You're on the air, by the way.
Hello.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Okay. Well, now, you were extremely dismissive of me last Tuesday. I've made 5 complaints.
Excuse me. Who's this, please?
Recorded.
What's your name, please?
And, well, what's the relevance?
Because I'm trying to remember your
call. I made 5 complaints. I've referred to my name and all the complaints I've made. Okay.
Okay. Well, was it about this show?
Sorry?
Was it about this? Listen, just drop the attitude because we're being friendly, so you be friendly. Was it about this show?
Okay. Yes.
Right. What was the complaint? Because I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. I rang up
with a major moral dilemma, okay?
Right. Oh, you're the blind guy that was rude to me.
I don't think I was actually rude.
I think you were. You were very rude. We tried to help, and you were very rude, and it didn't work, and so we cut you off. That's fine. Listen, if you complain, carry on speaking to the person that you complain to, because it, you know, it's got nothing to do with me. I thought you were rude. It was my show, and so I cut you off. And you're phoning up with attitude again, dude. I don't know what the problem is.
No, Ian. I really relate to you so much.
Well, then, you asked for advice, and I gave you some, and you told me that you weren't interested in my advice. So.
I tried to give you
some advice, and you told me you weren't interested in it, so it seemed pointless.
You just wanted to talk.
No. What I tried to do was let me to explain the whole situation.
You explained that you're 50 years old and you're blind, and a load of 20-year-old stoners are coming round and taking advantage of you and smoking drugs in your place when you don't want them to.
That's not exactly what I said at all.
Well, I've paraphrased it, but that was the scenario. Yeah. Listen, dude. If you've complained about me, I don't really want to speak to you. You carry on speaking to the person you've complained to.
He's been ringing various producers off air, different programs.
Well, then that's fine. You carry on complaining, but
you can't even get to the bottom of this.
What?
You're not letting me.
I let you speak for about 10 minutes the other day with a really boring story that was on a show that we had a lot of vampires in, sucking the vibe out. My show is to make this my job is to make this show entertaining, right? We'd had a series of calls that were not entertaining. I tried to offer you a suggestion and you shot me down. There you go.
Here's the thing. You had a series of calls, and this is what I think it led the way it went. And this is, you had a lot of people who were upset with life and they've got sad circumstances, and I was actually the fourth one in a row where they got...
Dude, like, not every, you don't have a right to be on the air. It's not a right, it's a privilege.
I think I've got that right?
Yeah, I do, because there's a real arrogant vibe about you. Yes, I think you think you've got that right. So what do you want tonight? What do you want tonight?
Okay.
We can barely hear you. Listen, we can barely hear you. You haven't got the courtesy to take the phone off speakerphone. Normally, I would cut people off for being on speakerphone this long, so you're getting more time than most people.
Okay.
Oh, well done. Now you're showing some manners.
Okay.
Right, so what do you want?
Right. Point number one, use my mobile phone to make phone calls.
Well, you're using it now.
You're
using a phone now. It's fine. All right. So what's point?
No,
how many points are there?
Because
I'm not using
a phone.
Jesus. Well, what are you using?
I'm not, Ian.
Well, what are you using then?
Google Homes.
Brilliant. That's great. Okay. Well, it sounded crap before. Now it sounds all right. How many of these points are there? Because you're boring me again.
I'm trying to be respectable. Boring you. All right. Okay. I don't know where to start with this.
What is your complaint? I don't even know what your complaint is. Why are you phoning up tonight?
Because I still feel upset.
All right, I'm really sorry that you feel upset. I'm really sorry that you feel... Right, shut up, I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that you feel upset.
Yeah.
I was quite upset after that phone call because I found you rude. So I've apologised. Will you apologise to me?
Ian, I apologised that night.
No, you didn't.
I apologised again.
You didn't.
Yes,
you can apologise now.
Okay. I unequivocally apologise for anything I said that may have caused the slightest offence whatsoever.
I actually mean that sincerely. I can do it without sounding sarcastic. I unequivocally apologise for any offence I may have caused you by anything I said the other day. I'm really sorry.
Apology accepted.
Right, fine. So what do you want now? I don't want to hear the same boring story again.
Okay.
Because I told you I'd started to give you my opinion and you said you didn't want to hear it.
No, right. The way it went was...
I don't want to go over it again. It was boring then. It's boring now.
I'd asked him about Ricky Gervais, right? And I hadn't seen the TV thing. Then I mispronounced the word.
We've apologised. Are we cool or not?
Yeah, we're cool.
Right, okay. Thanks very much for calling.
Resolution.
Bye-bye.
Don't cut me off.
What are we done? What else is there?
Well, I don't know. Apparently, you're allowed to ring up and talk about anything.
Well, you have for 5 minutes. You talked out your ass for the last 5 minutes. What else do you want to say?
You think I'm trying to make a point about you?
What? No, I don't. What else do you want to say before I cut you off?
What would you like to talk about?
Nothing with you. I don't want to talk about anything with you.
But why?
Because you're boring and it sounds like you're drunk.
No, I'm neither bored nor drunk. I need to take medication.
Well,
right?
I apologise for suggesting that you might be drunk then, but you are boring. And listen, if you've got nothing to talk... People phone up with stuff to talk about, man. If you've got nothing to talk about, yeah, I'll move on to someone who has.
I just got put, right, straight to air.
Yeah, because you're calling from a withheld number. So yeah, I take the withheld numbers myself, not Amy.
I speak to a producer, not being
I'm the producer and I'm on air.
So
I know you are.
Well, there you go, dude. So listen, we've got nothing to...
Also, talking to producers on different shows is not the way to do things. You've been ringing up like when we weren't on air. Why did you do that? You should just rung through and spoken to Ian.
Well, maybe it's got something to do with my sleeping habits.
Maybe. Okay. Well, listen. All right. Listen. We've both apologised. I'm cool. I'm cool as long as you're cool. Well, I will do because everyone gets cut. Here's the thing: the most boring people are the ones that get upset when they get cut off. Everyone gets cut off. You've been on longer than a lot of other callers, and you've got nothing else to say. If you've got something to say, then say it, and you can stay on.
Ian, can I just ask you one question?
I may not answer it.
Well, no, it's fine. If you don't, it's okay. I'll just go away and write complaints over. However, excuse me one second, I just need to cough.
However, that was a wet one.
Look, no, it's not too bad. So occasionally, people ring up and you ask them questions, yeah? You're engaging them. Excellent. Look, I'm still going to keep listening to your show, but I don't think you care about that anyway. However...
You said you were going to ask a question.
I want you to ask me a question about anything. AMA. You AMA me, right?
What's AMA?
And I'll respond.
What is
AMA? Absolutely. Ask me anything.
Ask me anything. Well, right? What was the question you were going to ask me when you just said you were going to ask me a question? That's my question to you.
Well, there wasn't one. That's why.
So
I
you lied. You lied.
That's not a lie.
You just said you were going to ask me a question, and now you're saying there wasn't one. So you're a liar. This is incredible.
God, Ian, your hard work. Right, okay. Well, I didn't even... Now you're making me think of a question when I haven't even got one.
Well, now you're making me think of one when I haven't got one.
Yeah, I know, but I said AMA me first.
I don't want to ask you anything. I'm not interested in you.
Yeah, I know, but no, just repeating the same things. Now you're being boring. You're going to cut me off, I know it. But I asked you to ask me a question.
But I haven't got any... I'm not interested in anything. I'm not interested in you.
Ian,
I'm gonna phone up your people you work with, not your boss. I'm gonna phone up people you work with and complain about this phone call, the way you're speaking to me.
Ian,
but I'm not gonna phone your boss. It's just people that sort of work in the same building but don't have anything to do with you.
I think I've actually got a boss.
I'm gonna phone up people that you know but don't really sort of know you that well and complain about this call.
Why don't you just ask me something? A conversation about something. We can talk about, we can talk about Brexit or human relationships or football or something.
Right. I don't like all of those three things.
All right, okay, fine. I'm trying here to actually... The thing is, Ian, I actually have got so much respect for you and you're just bashing me,
I'm not. You don't know how the show works. Listen, how long have you been listening to the show for?
What, tonight or in my whole
life? In total.
About 2 years.
Right, you need to listen to it a bit longer. Because I don't think you got it.
I think I do, but anyway.
Well, you don't because you're asking, getting me to AMA you.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? It's like, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I actually thought I was going to ring up and speak to a producer.
You have done. You've spoken to one of the best producers. You've spoken to an award-winning producer.
I've had to five times.
No, you haven't. You haven't spoken to me.
No, not you. No, Kat, not you.
I'm Catherine. I'm the producer of this show. And if you've been listening for 2 years, you should know that.
Yeah, I know, Catherine Boyle. I know who you are.
Okay, Mark.
I've been listening to you. I know who you are as a person, right? As in regards to this show. But I have to speak to other people.
Dude, we're going around in circles.
Here's what I think you're angry about, and tell me if I'm wrong. You think that here's what I think you're angry about.
Yeah, go on.
You thought you were going to come on and it would be a loving, and you would, because you like Ian and you want to be sort of pally with him.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're correct, 100%.
All right, so
fine.
Okay.
I didn't get it. However, the way that I was dealt with,
dude, we've sorted that out. We're going around in circles.
If you ring this station, right, you're throwing the dice, basically. You never know what you're going to get.
No.
And unfortunately, there are three people on before me who had deep
emotional... Dude, we're going around in circles.
I was there. That's not what happened.
Dude, we're going around in circles. This is so boring for me and for the listener and for everybody else, okay? We've apologised and made peace on that. Is there anything else you want to say? Yes, I am going to cut you off. Everyone gets cut off. You've actually had significantly longer than a lot of other callers tonight. So everyone gets cut off. And the people...
I didn't expect to get put to air.
Tough. You did. You could have put the phone down at any point. You were told straight away you're on air. You could have put the phone down.
No,
we're all a little bit busy. We're all a little bit too busy at the moment to have a little chit-chat off air.
Right. Okay, well, I guess that's the way it ends then, really, isn't it?
The people that complain about being cut off are usually the ones that have the least to say.
Right, I think I've actually spoken out, even though I was caught out by not expecting to be on national radio tonight.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. So if you listen to the show for 2 years, you know... If you listen to the show, you know that sometimes people go straight to air.
Yeah, all right. Yes, I realise that, but I wasn't expecting it. All
okay,
right,
well,
fine.
Well, it happened. I made a mistake. You've had 10 minutes to get used to the fact.
Why don't you ask me a question?
I don't want to ask you anything. I don't want to know anything about you.
You don't like me, do you? You're boring. Boring, really?
Okay. Here's a question. Right, can you tell me something interesting, please?
Okay. Give me one sec. Do you realise, do you understand why, have you got a dog?
No.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call. You can't use language like that on the radio. We're going to cut you off now, your potty mouth. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, that went well.
You can't say words like that, not on the radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.